Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to you, God, whom I call Allah, that you connect our hearts as one and grant us like-mindedness to be able to move forward in a manner that will unify us on one accord, to honor our ancestors, respect our elders, and properly educate our children, strengthen our families, and rebuild our community.
Hello, welcome everyone. Hopefully everyone has a happy, blessed, and healthy 2023 New Year. Today, we're going to be speaking on couples, relationships. We're going to start doing something new this year. We're going to have the topics pre-picked weekly so that you guys will be able to log on my Facebook at AndreShadeeHill and see, or you can log on my Instagram, which is the same, Andre-Shadeehill, and you'll see what the weekly topics are going to be. So with that being said, we want to just, you know, thank everyone for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us. We know you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us, and we are truly appreciative, and we thank you. And as we say on other shows, anyone who's willing to add to the conversation or have a comment or have an idea, you're welcome. All you have to do is press 1 to enter into the conversation. We look forward to hearing whatever you have to say. And we're going to just speak about couples. And because we're going to be having couples every first week of the month, it doesn't necessarily mean that people who aren't in relationships are not welcome. We would love it if people who weren't in relationships could actually find a connection with someone just from listening to each other and finding out what individuals like and dislike. I think that is a major part in relationships, that when we begin relationships, we don't clarify as males per se what we're looking for. Women, they have a tendency to, after, you know, reaching a certain age or certain maturity, that they're able to articulate their expectations once they gain experience in what they really want in a man, and they articulate that to the man, sometimes to their detriment, where a man would actually utilize that to clone himself to be what they want at that time, just to get the lady, the woman, or the sister into their life, which is something that as men, we need to be better with. The other part of that is, as men, I was saying we need to get better with. We need to be able to be more honest coming into relationships, and I think, you know, both men and women can be guilty of not being honest coming into relationships. However, we want to just kind of rewind it a little bit and speak about some things that once you're in the relationship for couples that we need to be able to work through as couples, and expectations, we all have them. We all have expectations of what we would like to see and what we expect out of our mate. However, I think it becomes a problem when we actually start getting angry at an individual because either they are unwilling or unable to live up to our expectations. When that happens, we as the person who have the expectations have a choice. We can either be patient and allow the person to grow into what we expect them to be, or we can dead the relationship and move on. I think what happens too many times is we become angry and resentful towards a person because they're unable to live up to our expectations. Sometimes, as I said, sometimes it's willingly. Sometimes they're just not at that place at the time that we expect or need or want them to be. And we as individuals have to learn how to identify that, to identify whether a person is at a stage where we can be comfortable with the individual. And I think at so many times that because a person is not where we want them to be, we, for lack of a better word, we can traumatize them by badgering them about behaviors that they themselves are struggling to try to work through. And none of us in any relationship are free of having some type of actions or personality quirks that we are working through. In other words, none of us are perfect, so we all are working through some type of trauma, some type of past relationships or things that happened to us during our childhood. We all have some type of baggage that we are striving to work through to get to a healthy place in our lives. And we're looking for someone who will be able to help us manage that and not look down on us when we're in a struggle. I think in relationships and with couples, we have to be mindful of how we speak to one another and how, no matter how good our intentions may be, we have to be aware that we can sometimes cause a person hardship by what we're trying to convey to them, what we're trying to get them to understand, and what we're striving to get them to change. And each individual changes at their own pace. and each individual and grows at different levels. Very rarely do two people grow at the same level at the same time. And as humans, we have to learn how to allow each other's to work through the flaws, to work through the shortcomings. If we can do that, I think we can salvage more relationships than destroy them. And these type of personality quirks, I'll call them, is beyond infidelity. These are just quirks that, as I was saying earlier, that some of them we may not even be aware of. Some of them we may not even believe are problematic in our relationship. So when that occurs, we have to be able to, as the mate, be able to convey what we see and what bothers us from the other individual in our relationship in a manner that doesn't agitate, demean, anger, or cause the individual to shut down. During these times when we convey in problematic behavior, it's very crucial that we be as delicate as possible, because most of us don't really want, you know, we don't really know how to take constructive criticism, I should say, and we get offended when a person that we care and love about us telling us things that they dislike about us. Most times we only want to hear person like and what attracted us to the person. We want to be complimented. And that's both men and women. We want to feel complimented. We want our egos stroked. You know, and with that being said, we have to create a balance of what we see in a person in our relationship that dislike, as well as what we see in a person in our relationship that we do like, that is attracted to us. You know, so once we find a balance, it makes it easier to communicate with one another, and it makes a person, when you say something that makes a person feel good about themselves, they're more receptive when you say something that may bruise their ego or cause them to feel pain. And we have to be careful, and we have to be deliberate and how we express our emotions to one another. I think, you know, once we have been in a relationship for some years, we take for granted that the person already knows how we feel, what we feel, and they should be able to say certain things and not say certain things. However, the reality is, if we are all growing and we're growing in a healthy manner, then some things about us are going to change. So what was good and what made us happy 4 months ago or 4 years ago may have changed. So we have to be able to grow together and be able to identify shortcomings and be able to resolve issues between us as couples. And in order to be able to resolve the issues, we have to be able to feel free to speak about whatever we deem is an issue. The worst thing we can do to one another is when one is trying to express how they see a certain thing or feel a certain way, we dismiss their feelings. We dismiss what they say. That is something that is done more often than not, where a person's feelings are being dismissed. Person's outlook is being dismissed, and no one wants to be dismissed. No one wants to feel less than. Men and women are guilty of making each other feel that way. Okay, anybody on the line, if you would like to add something to, you know, what you heard thus far, we welcome you. Just press 1 and add whatever it is that you would like to add, or any comment or any question. Just press 1 and you can chime in. If not, we're going to go to break, and we will be back shortly.
Don't know everything, but there's something I do know.
I know.
I'm ready for it, and now we're ready to show that we can come together and think like one. Come together now, together underneath the sun.
Please.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I believe we may have a caller on the line. If so, the line is open. Good evening.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. How about yourself? Same to you. Happy, healthy, wealthy, blessed New Year to you.
Yeah, you had a good introduction. You touched on a lot of things. Relationships are very complicated. I think sometimes that you, when you meet someone, you have to truly decide the person want to come into your life, and also what's special that you want to be into their life. Because sometimes, what you think that person is there for is totally opposite for what, why they feel that they're with you. I'm going to say that I was married, and I really was into my husband, and I cared for him and loved him. But as time went on, I noticed that he said little things, like you said, to me that he no longer liked in the relationship. But in the beginning, I was doing the same things that he started disliking. But no matter what things that he did or how things turned out, I never stepped to him about it, because we're both two different individuals separately, but together to build, you know, our relationship together. So I never downed anything that I disliked, because I felt that that was a part of him. I accepted him and our relationship, and that was something that he needed to fix. It wasn't something that I could fix, because you can't fix nobody. Everybody had to fix their own self and change. But I felt very sad that certain things that he said to me wasn't right. For example, I've always been a full-figured woman. So when we got married, I had lost weight just before. And then after we got married, I gained some weight. And he was like, you're bigger than when we dated and got married. And I'm saying, like, okay, so I'm bigger. But also, we don't go nowhere. We're not doing the things that we did when we were dating to keep us both active, that I would stay the same weight that I was when we were dating. I'm cooking bigger meals. You know what I mean? We come home, we're tired. We don't go nowhere. We don't do anything like you're doing when you're dating. You're out. You're doing stuff. Things are more heightened in all situations. I just think that when you're together, you can't look at people's bad points to make yourself feel better, because relationships is not built on physical. It's on mental and spiritual of both people growing together, because the body that we have when we meet is not going to be that same way as we grow old together. People have to get that in their mind, that the person that you stood in front of the judge or whoever, or when you met and you start being together, that's not going to be the same person as years go down. You have to build up more mentally that you can be able to handle your relationship on another type of level.
Exactly. With that being said, it's a good point. That leads to what I wanted to speak on, is getting the few people now actually work on inner characteristics, the beauty within. They right now, we are living in a time where the beauty is what you see, but the person is empty inside. So you're basically meeting a shell of a person, because they're not equipped with, as you say, having compassion, having understanding, having sympathy. You know, these are inner characteristics that people are falling short of today. So it's, you know, so now we as men and women, some of us have tendencies to, okay, we're working on our outer appearance, but we're not working on our inner selves. We're not working on our spiritual being. We're not working on our intellect. You know, so it's what was happening to you is still happening now. It's still happening where the individual, as you say, your husband, he was looking at your flaws, things that he felt was something that he weren't comfortable with. But because you had a certain inner peace within yourself, you would withhold those things from him and, you know, say, okay, this is how I accepted you. I'm good with that. And that can be good and bad. However, the reason that I say that is, like, sometimes we need to, if we are uncomfortable with something, we need to be able to express it. However, but express it in a manner that is very delicate and that is understood that it's said for one purpose only. It's said for you to grow and be better than what you are. This is a concept that I think as couples, as men and women, we fail to work on, that when we meet a person, as you said, we want to meet a person that's going to enhance us. We're not looking for nobody to rebuild us or to change who we are, but we are looking for someone that's going to enhance us and enhance our life and that we can grow together. Even if we don't grow on the same pace and on the same level, long as we are capable of growing together and being able to recognize and respect each other in a manner that's healthy, that will have a person, when you say something to them, they understand that it's coming from a good place, that it's coming from a place of love, that it's coming from a place of them really wanting you to be better tomorrow than you were today. I think that's what's missing in relationships, because we're basically thinking of relationships for right now and we're not looking in the future, and that's why we're stuck on just the physical part, because the physical part, as you said, as age comes, things change. Things about your physical change. When you're 20, you're not going to be the same when you're 40. When you're 40, your body and everything going to change by the time you hit 60, and so forth and so on. However, but what you can enhance is your ability to be a better person, your ability to maybe eat more healthier. You know, it's things that we can enhance about ourselves that even with time, we can still, you know, feel good about who we are. I think we make each other feel bad about who we are. And I don't know who does it the most, but I know that both men and women do it to each other where we make each other feel bad about ourselves. And if I had to choose who do it more, I would probably say men, you know, because men have a tendency to, we can blow up and get to about 250, 260, but we may want our woman to stay at 125, 140 or something, you know, which isn't fair. So that's another thing. We have to be willing to be fair in our relationships, being fair with each other, not asking a person to do or change something that you're not willing to do or change. What do you have to say about that, sister?
Well, we all do play games with each other. For example, I dated more than he did, you know, so he didn't have as many people that he dated. So when we got together, he used to say, "Oh, I'm the best thing you ever had," and I was like, "Well, how do you know you're the best thing I ever had?" And this was a thing that was said through the marriage. But
right.
I had to just let him know that you don't know if you're the best thing I ever had. And I'm not talking sexually, just as, you know, being a man and a woman. But people have to stop thinking that if you're the best that someone ever had, let them say it. Let the things that you do for them show that you're the best thing they ever had. Words always say a lot of things, but it don't mean that it's true. It's like he told someone, "Oh, you know, I love my wife. Oh, I just love my wife." But not once did I ever hear him say, "I love you." So how are you going to tell people in the world that you love me, but you don't say it to the person that you love? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people want people on the outside to think it's more better than what it is, but that's your shortcoming. Because nobody got to know what you feel about me in the relationship. Because on the outside, people could see how it is. You know what I mean? For example, our kids. When we have kids, we don't know what's going to happen. We have bad kids. We have heavy kids. We have skinny kids. We have kids that don't, it's not outwardly. But we never stop loving them for whatever our children are, because it's our kids. We know that that's their personality. But when we become adults, we become so fond the way people act, the way people are, how people carry themselves. We just can't love a person for who they are. We always got to go deeper into making them feel more than, you know, that we what we think a person should be. Like you brought up a little earlier about something happened in a relationship, you know, say like infidelity, and the person won't forgive you. But it's a bad thing that a person will do that to you. But the thing is, sometimes I think people like to flip that on people. Like, okay, he did this to me or she did that to me. I'm going to wear him down and I'm going to keep throwing that at him. And, you did this or you did that. Instead of just letting it go and moving forward, you can't make it better in your relationship if you're still thinking about what the person did, because it's already done. People got to start really being more better with situations in their life and letting stuff go. I'm going to say this. This thing down here is like one-time ride. When you get off, you don't come back. We got to stop thinking about the little things and start thinking about the most important things in life.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, and I do think that some people utilize your shortcomings to lift themselves up rather than take the time to lift the other person up. Everybody wants to be admired. Everybody wants to be adored. Everybody wants to feel like they're important. Everybody wants to feel special. Everybody wants to feel needed. If we have a God that wants to be praised, then come on, we're human. We don't want the praise, because the praise only go to the God, but we do want to be recognized. We do want to be respected. We do want to be shown love, you know, and as you said, you know, some people want to hear it. For a long time, my thing was, I'd rather show love than say it, and that's what I used to strive to do. However, it became, you know, more important to, you know, at the time my wife was my girlfriend at that time, for me to say it as well. So I exercise that. So it's we should, because the sake of love, for the sake of love and the way that we feel about a person, we should be willing to make certain changes. As long as these changes do not demean you, do not make you feel less than, and do not change who you are fundamentally, then if they enhance you and make you a better individual, then for me, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to make certain changes to make the relationship better. It's I think what happens sometimes in relationships, when we say that's who we are, it's who we were at the time, because as our physical and other aspects of us change over time, we should grow and change from who we were when we first met a person to who we are now that we've been with the person a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, or so forth and so on. So I do agree that we need to, there's change. However, I understand when you say that we have to be careful because some people, it's not about, they don't, their intentions behind what they say to you is not to uplift you. A lot of times it's to, sometimes to get back at you. Sometimes it's to belittle you. Sometimes it's to control you. So when we're getting at people and that type of, for those reasons, then I totally agree with you when you say we have to be mindful of that. We have to deal with that in a manner where it's healthy. And I think we all have to learn that. I don't think none of us on this earth have that part down pat. Many of us act like we do because once we find something where the other person has a shortcoming, we try to hold it over their head so that we don't have to deal with our own personal issues because we keep hitting them. As give you an example, like you said, with infidelity. If a person is being unfaithful, if we keep hitting them with the unfaithfulness, then we don't have to deal with whatever it is that, you know, we may be faithful, but we may have some other shortcomings. So that's the type of things that we need to work on as couples, as individuals. And as you said, no one can force you to change. However, a person can motivate you to change. A person can influence you to change. You know, but those are things that take, that a person has to be willing to give something. We have a tendency to expect something from someone, but not be willing to give something in return for what we expect from a person. What's your thoughts about that, sister?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I know many people that have been in relationships for many years. I haven't had that privilege. Most relationships I had lasted 10 years. My last one died in an accident. But I would love to have been in a relationship with someone 30, 40 years. I'm in my 60s now. And, like, it really grieves my heart when I hear people, oh, I've been married 32 years, or I've been married 40 years, or we've been in a relationship this many years. But yet, it's not even a relationship they're in. It's just a number. They're not even loving no more. They don't do anything. They're not together personally. They just habitat with each other, and they meet each other and greet, and they move forward. I think it's so sad that a person lived their life for years and years with one person and they're not loving. You know what I mean? Like, it's a relationship is a blessing from God, no matter what kind it is. It's a blessing. And you should think about that. You know, when he married you, male or female, he said, for better or worse, for richer or for poorer, to death or until you live. People take that for granted because things going to happen in your relationship, but you work on it and you work together on it because it's worth it. I mean, being with someone that you love or you have feelings for and you're growing together, like you said, from youth or younger to older, do you know the things that go on when you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s? Your 50s, you're both becoming different in life. You know what I mean? You're loving different. You're making love different. You want to do different things. You come a wisdom. Your wisdom get heightened. Like people take it for granted about relationships. Like I'm single, but you know I'm loving my singleness because I've always been in a relationship. But I still would like to have a companion, but for the age that I am, and I'm in, I want a relationship that enhances my age that I'm in, you know what I mean, to grow with, like, experience doing things without children. You know, your parents are gone. You know, your siblings are older. I'm looking for that type of relationship, that I could be with someone to walk with me through the end. I don't, you know, I don't want to get with somebody that want what I got, or I want what they got, or because they this or that. I just want someone to be with and share life with. And people should really think about that, because time go on faster. You sit and you worry about little things, and it's not going to change. You know, I'm going to give you a little joke. I'm going to let you go ahead on. Like I said, I was always heavy. So I love junk food. You know, I love you like a kid, like that kid or whatever. But
right.
I used to like sweets in my first marriage, and I used to hide them, and I would eat them when I wasn't around them. But
right.
I just felt guilty. But I should have been opening up to say, this is me, this is what I do. But we hide things behind, like that. I'm taking that for example. We hide things to our partner because we don't want him to see certain things about us. But you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are or what you do, because that person has to accept it. Because one day that person say, "Dog, she do that. I've been with her all this time. I never knew she did this." That's the bad part, because you weren't being truthful in your relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that when that happens, it's as you said, a relationship takes two people. So sometimes we hide things because it's on us. Other times we hide things, and it's because how our partner make us feel when we reveal certain things. And I think that part has to be addressed as well, because if I'm hiding something from you, that means I'm not comfortable with the response that I think I think you may give, or that I'm used to you giving when I do reveal certain things about myself or certain aspects about myself. And that's a part where, as adults, as people becoming 40 plus and even in your 20s, we have to start working on that, because when we make a person feel uncomfortable revealing who they are, then of course they're going to hide. And then when we do see who they are, we're going to get angry at them, but not knowing that some of that may be on us. Some of it may be because we made them feel uncomfortable when they did reveal something to us. And most people will try to reveal something that maybe they're uncomfortable with, but it's the thing that they are least uncomfortable with. They may try to reveal that first. And if you shut them down, then they're going to start holding back on a lot more. And then you get what you said, people in relationships just existing because they've gotten comfortable with each other, and they're not even taking advantage of each other's company and having the relationship bloom. And as you said, in the time of your life where you don't have to worry as much about the children, your siblings are grown, your parents, if they're no longer with you, or, you know, it's just you at a state in your life where you're looking for peace and happiness. It's not so much about, yes, sex plays a part, but it's not like when you were in your 20s and 30s where, you know, sex was a major part. And now you're looking for something different at a certain age. And I think that's where we clash, because we are used to hiding from each other, both men and women, we are not able to be open enough to be able to grow together, and let alone that, open enough to even at a certain age to even meet new people, because we're so self-conscious and gotten so used to, as you were saying, playing games. We got to learn how to be real. We got to be able to look, this is who I am now. However, if what we have bring what I'm looking for, then I'm willing to change and alter some things to make the relationship work. I truly believe that is something we need to do now, because I used to be one of the people who, I am who I am, that's who I am, and my relationship struggled a lot because of that. You know, I struggled as an individual because I accepted who I was and didn't want to change, and not realizing the changes that I would make would not only make me a better partner, but it would make me a better human being, a better person. So if you meet a person that's going to enhance that and make you a better person, a better human being, that's what you want. That's what we're looking for. And that's what, no matter what age we are, we're actually looking for, is just at a certain age, we are more, more tuned into it. Whereas when you're younger, you take it for granted. You're not tuned into it because, you know, the sex is the dominant part. So long as the sex is good, you put everything else on the side. Now, once you get a certain age, it's like, you know, mind-blowing sex is not everything. Mind-blowing sex is okay. It's cool, but there's more things to life. You know, my wife likes to say, you know, her mother said to her is that you be out of bed more than you're in bed. So with that, we have to be mindful. Like, we have to really like a person. You know, it's now to a point where we with people that we say we love, but we don't even like them. We don't even like doing certain things with them. And I think in the relationship, we have to be able to be our own individual, and at the same time, be able to come together and do things together. Nobody wants to feel crowded. And no one wants to feel lonely. So if you feel either one of those things in a relationship, then something has to be worked on in a relationship. You shouldn't feel lonely and you shouldn't feel crowded. What do you have to say about that, sister?
I was reading something one day and it said, Muhammad Ali said, he said this before even Michael Jackson said it. The man in the mirror. We have to come to an agreement that we, the person in the mirror, ourselves, have to be total package before we can even open up and let someone in. Because if we're not accepting the man in the mirror, which is ourselves, how can we give ourselves to someone else and expect that it's supposed to be all this and more, when we're not even loving ourselves, we're not even true to ourselves. You know, like you said, you always felt that this is I am, you have to accept me as I am. Now, that's a good thing, but that person has to be willing to accept that thought that you're putting out there. You know, like me, I always was a laid-back person. So if I'm in a relationship, I'm not really tight with, you know, if my man want to do this or whatever he want to do, I'm cool with it because he has his life, I have my life. But I love myself enough that no matter what I look like on the inside, outside, that I'm okay with myself. You know what I mean? Like, I just want a partner to make me be the best that I could be going forward. And see, that's what we have to realize. It's not that we go into a relationship to down people or worry about what they're doing or jealous of them. We're in a relationship for both people to come together and be the best that they could be and go for, you know what I mean? It's, life has a lot to offer us, but you can't attain it if you're sitting around here worrying about, oh, well, what he's doing or his phone I got or his location or he's gone somewhere or what she's doing or who she's being with. We don't have time for that because if that person is cool with themselves and with you, then they're not thinking about doing all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? People mind and ideas that, oh, I know you out there doing this, or I know this is going on. We're not kids, we're adults, we're men and women. That's why you stop drinking milk and start eating real food. You know what I mean? Childish things is for kids. Adults do adult things. You know what I mean? When you graduate from high school, you get a job. You get responsible. Your parents don't take care of you anymore. Then you move forward. We got to stop being children and live up to our responsibility in this life. We got to stop thinking other people are going to carry us on their back and carry us through life. You know what I mean? We only can carry ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. With that being said, we're gonna go ahead and close for tonight because you said it all that we have to be comfortable with ourselves, and yeah, we can be guilty of creating thoughts in people's mind that they may not even be doing because we are uncomfortable with ourselves, and that's the key thing. That once you come to a relationship whole, you have a whole person to meet another whole person. And if we can do that and are willing to enhance each other, and we have to keep having these conversations. I think we don't have these conversations enough, men and women, so that we know what to expect and what each other expects. And how to go about getting to where we need to be. I think that's the major thing that we have to do. And we're going to continue on working on the man and the woman, because without the man and the woman connecting, we don't have a foundation and everything else goes away, you know? So I pray that all of you who are on the lines listening, that our hearts and minds grow closer towards each other and towards our family members so that we will be able to move beyond our differences and focus on learning to love, forgive, and work together towards building a better world for us all. With that being said, I would like to thank you all for taking out your time out of your busy day to spend these precious moments with us. And anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. And anything that I said that was unclear and confusing came from me. And I ask your forgiveness. God bless. Have a great night and great life. Until next Wednesday. Shadi is out.